Good afternoon, I'm a date at the two dots. Elizabeth Benazaria, my Cooper, Mata, Altida, Venosel, Shema, Yitol. Let's see the Mishnah. Inside is the Machloket at the end of the Mishnah between Elizabeth Benazaria and Chachamim. The Mishnah on Memtes, Amad Aleph, says of Elizabeth Benazaria, my Cooper, Mata, Altida, Venosel. What happened over here? You have the Cooper. This is the Hatmona box. This is a box that you had that you filled up with your hatmana material and you put the pot in it. So the case is that you have to take the kupa, you put it on its side, and you take the food from the pot without taking the pot out over there. What's the problem? We'll see in the Gemara. Shemi yitol v'eni yachal yaksia. Elizabeth Ben Azari says, perhaps you'll take it out, the box, the kadera, and you won't be able to return it. And then we'll explain exactly what the problem is. Chachamim says, no problem, take out the kadera, and you could put it back in, there'll be no problem. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly now what the machloket between them are. Everybody agrees that in this hatmana box, that when you take, if you did take out the kadera, or when you do take out the kadera, if the cavity gets ruined, meaning the materials on the side falls into the cavity, it's usher to remove it. That's a given. Why is it usher? Let's see, Rashi. Shim nitkalkala haguma, shenaflu hagizim lemakom moshav hakadera, that it fell, the gizim, the wool, which is muksar. Okay, we're talking about, obviously, we have the wool of the Mishnah. And we made an okimta in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about wool from a factory, that even if you did hazmana on it, if you did miyachid it, since you're going to be using it for the factory purposes afterwards, it wasn't yichud li'olam, therefore it has a din of muksa on it, and even if you used it for hatman, it did not remove its muksa status. So Rashi says, she also liaksia lefi, shemazi zagizim lakan lakan, because we're afraid you're going to move the gizit tema, you're going to move muksa. That's what Rashi writes over here. The whole gezera is muksa. Lamaisa, like we're seeing throughout all these prakim over here, whenever Rashi gives a tam for why something's usher, and you look at the Rambam, it's something different. And also over here, Rambam says over here, it's near. It looks like he's doing hatmana on Shabbos. If all of a sudden you're setting up, not moving the gizim, he doesn't know there's a problem of muksa over here. The problem is of taking the pot, just like with shia. We had the food on the kedera erev Shabbos. You took it off during chazora. There's a problem of it looks like it's bishul. Also over here, by the person actually putting the pot back into the thing over here, it looks like it's a hatmana. And that's the Rambam. The Rambam does not bring this down in the Mishneh Torah. This is the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos. He doesn't bring this down in the Mishneh Torah. And a lot of people are discussing why he didn't bring it down over there. But the Tam, according to the Rambam over here, is it looks like you're doing Hatmana. What?
It looks like you're doing it just
over here, also with Rashi, you know, we're going to see that there's a lot of chashashas over here. The gezera, all the gezera, but it all seems to be one gezera to be mechazik. The whole inyan of hatmana, they were gozer on all these cases. A nafkamina between Rashi and Rambam, if you did hatmana with something that's not muksa, right? Let's say you're a family man and you have some extra wool and you are miyachidet liolam to be used, doesn't have muksa status on it. According to Rashi, there's no problem taking the pot and putting it back in and moving the gizit zema. According to the Rambam, it looks like it's hatman and therefore it would be aser. It's also other nafkaminas over here, there's Rebbe Kiva Eger, there's a lot of people on this Rambam. Okay, so let's see it again. Hakol modim shinit kalkul laguma shiyas liatzir. Everybody agrees. This is Rebbe Elizabeth Ben Azaria and Chachamim. That if the cavity gets ruined, it's usher to put back in, either because it's muksar, or because it looks like you're doing hatmana. Oh, let's examine the Chachamim over here. Tanan, the Mishnah that we had on Memtes, the Chachamim Amim, no tulum aksir. You could take it back and put it back in. Hey, chidami, what's going on here? That's the case. If you didn't ruin the cavity, meaning it's still there, the Chachamim says you can take it and put it back. Look at the gersa on the side. Pshita. It's Poshit. Kayami Rabbanin. It's Poshit what they're saying. What do you have to tell us that for? El Alav, is it not? Afal Pish Nitkakala Haguma. Is it not that we're talking about even when the cavity was destroyed, it was ruined, and now the Chachamim says you can still put it back over there? And therefore, that's what the Chachamim want. They don't hold it's usher. And the original statement was everybody holds that it's usher to return once the cavity is ruined. So what's pshat in Chachamim? Either it wasn't ruined, the cavity, and then it's pshita, or it was ruined, and therefore you can't say the statement hakol motim, that everybody agrees that it's usher. Lo, liolam, here's the case, and this is what the machlok between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Chachamim is. Liolam delo nitkachla. It's not ruined. It didn't get ruined. You took out the pot, it didn't get ruined. They're worried about, the machloket is what they're worried about before you take it out. Mar Sovar, and this is Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, he's worried that if you take out the pot, it might come and get ruined, the cavity, and now you might come and move the mukzer. That's Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. It's a cheshash on a cheshash, but you bring down over here, it's all one gezera to be mechazik, the whole inyan. So he's worried about before you even start anything. He's choshim that perhaps you'll take out the pot, therefore the whole thing will get ruined, and then you'll come back and you might be over nisr. Therefore, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says, you tilt the whole box, don't take the pot out at all. Umar Sovan, this is becoming in choshim, we're not worried. Meaning, if you take it out, and material falls in, we're not worried that it'd be over the Yitzvah of Mukhtar, over here, and therefore you can take it out, the Chamimot, you can take it out. If it falls in, the material, then you don't return the pot. If it doesn't fall in, then return the pot. And that's Chachamim, and that's how it's brought down in Halacha. Okay, period. Omevav Huna. Hai Selikusta. What is Selikusta? Let's just catch up on the Vashis. Shapi coming with Banan, or my time with Rebbe Elazar. Koshim. The whole problem is Koshim over here. Isharit le litul lichadkila bekupa. Zekufa. If we allow you to take out lichadkila right off the start, from the kupa, while it's upside down, while it's standing up, right? Pamim shnit kalkala. There are times that the material, the cavity, will get ruined. Fiatinana liachzir, and then you're going to come to return it. Hilchatikun le rabbanon lahatot kupat al tzida. Therefore, the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says that there was a takana rabbanon that you should just take the whole box and put it on its side. Shlikusta, what is that? This is an Esav shehunar limara. It's a very beautiful plant, ula reyak, and it has a very nice smell to it. So what they do is they're memlein kad afar lach. They fill up a vase of wet dirt. V'tokvim oto letocho. They stick it into it, the plant. V'notim lefnei sarim. And now they bring him before important people. And when he wants to, notlu mereichpo. He takes it out, he smells it, and then he puts it back in his place. That we're saying you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Why? V'me biod yom. If during the day you adatz l'tocha afar, you stuck it in the afar, v'shalfa, and pulled it out, v'had adatzim, meaning you made that hole where these, the stalks of the plant are, and you made the hole nice and wide. If you took it out, put it back in, and then put it in, took it out, put it back in, shapi dami litlam l'machar. Now you can take it on in Shabbos, u'lachzir on Shabbos. Shari hu chav makom. You expanded the place over there, Moshva, the place where it sits. V'hu chak me'viod yom, and you smoothed it out viod yom. V'enu mazis afar v'ashi l'shita. So you're not going to come to move mukzer. So therefore, you have these very nice smelling plants. You could. We're not worried about uprooting something from the place it's growing in, but it keeps it fresh. This dirt. So as long as you put it in, took it out and put it in Erev Shabbos, you made the area where the dirt is, where these things are going in, nice and tight and expanded, and therefore you won't be over moving the Afra on Shabbos. Again, the Rambam over here is Cholek. He holds it's more of an inyan of being Marchiv a Peh, of an opening, which is in the getter of opening up a Peh, which I think is in the Malacha of Binyan. So these things, hi, Sirikusta. If you had datsa, you stuck it in, a shalfa took it out, tahad the datsa shari, it's allowed to be used on Shabbos. We're not worried about any malachim happening. Vim lav, if you didn't do it, asr, you're not allowed to do it. Omer Shmuel, hi sechina deveni orve, a knife that's stuck in a wall. I guess this is where they kept their knives, to guard their knives. They had lots of cracks in the walls. So they put the knife in the wall, I guess, high enough so the kids can't reach it. And that's where they left their knives on Shabbos. Again, datsa shalfa v'hada datsa, if you stuck it in, pulled it out, and again put it in, sorry, it's allowed to be done on Shabbos. Again, we're not worried, Vashi. She know it seems sakin being short to lavona she bebinyan lishtamer. If you put it in the between the rows of bricks in the binyan to guard, it's permitted as long as you did it erev Shabbos. Vim lav aser, and if not, it's aser. Marzutra itema ravashi omer begrudisa. This grudisa, tikitani, shapir dummy. Also, it's gagrusa dikani, this type of plan, shapir dummy. Also, this case. What is this plan? Begrudisa dikani. It's kanim, and change this word, hadikalim. Dikalim is a palm, and change the lama to a resh, hadokrim. It's a certain type of plant, a very thick type of bush. Shiotim arve bigeze echad. A lot of leaves come out from the stem of it. Fetechufim zebize, they're intertangled. Shapedami linotz l'tochus sakin. You could put your stocking in the midst of this plant on Shabbos l'shamo. No problem on it to guard it. Vein choshim shemi yigvar klipa. What would be the problem? What would be the chashash of being over something on Shabbos? We're worried maybe you're going to scrape the klipa of the plant. But we're saying you don't have to worry about it. You're not going to be worried that you're going to scrape the klipa v'chayv mishum mochek and you'd be over mochek. There's no problem with this plant. There's another thing that you could where you could put your knife in on Shabbos. And we put down these three cases because we were just talking about the gumas. Yeah, you put it in and you expand the sides over there. You compress the sides. It's not a problem, according to Chachamim. And therefore, these other materials, these are places where you put a knife on Shabbos.
What's mochek?
Mochek is smoothing. Uh-huh. Just by scraping the leaves, you'll be over. We're not worried about it. That's not going to happen. But if someone was worried, what would be the problem? Sometimes, you know, when you ask someone a question on Hilchos Shabbos, you ask Rav Lef, he says, so what's the problem? What are you worried about first? Like, maybe it's mochek, maybe it's this. So Rashi said, you know, the problem over here would be, you might think it's mochek, it's not mochek. Don't worry, there's no problems going on over here. Omele Rav Mordechai L'Rava. He said to Rava, Masiv Rav Ketina, he brought up a tiyufta. He brought up a tiyufta on what we said above, that all these things, you have to make it nice and compressed, you have to put it in and out a few times before you could use it on Shabbos. He brought a case that it says it's not so. Hatomim Lefet Titzatonot, Tzinonos, if you you have vegetables that you want to keep fresh. They didn't have fridges in those days, so the best way to do it is to put it in the ground. The ground is nice and cool and moist. So what he did is he buried. The word hatomin over here means buried. Like hatomano, when you're instant and you're burying it in the midst of materials. He buried the leffet, the turnips, and the radishes underneath the geffen, the vine, on Erev Shabbos. Im hayim mixas alav migulin, if part of the leaves are still revealed, einol choshesh. We're not worried for three things. We're not worried, lo mishum kilaim, four things over here. We're not worried that this kilaim is normally with a vineyard, you're not allowed to plant vegetables in its midst over here. So if you buried these foods over here just to keep them on Shabbos, it's not called planting. So therefore we're not worried about kilaim. For lo mishum shviz. And it doesn't look like that's. We're not worried that shviz when he takes these out later after when he wants to eat them. There's no isra shviz on it. Falom mishum maisa. There's no din of maisa on it, meaning you think that once you buried it, it became bottle again to the ground. And now when you take them out, it's like you're harvesting it, and you'll have to take out shumas and maisas again on it. Nope, it's not a problem. V'nitlam b'shavis. and you could take him out on Shabbos. Now, what's going to happen when you take it out on Shabbos? You're going to move the dirt over here. We just had all these cases over here. You have to do dots of shelf of it. You have to stick it in and out and stick it in order to make it nice and wide that you won't come to move the dirt. And over here, we have a Mefurish Din. Erev Shabbos, you buried your vegetables. On Shabbos, you take him out. It's Tiltzul Minatzad. It's not a Nisra of Muksa over here. So big deal, the dirt moves. But as long as it's part of it, the is revealed that you can grab the top of it and pull it out. So what, some dirt moves? It's not a problem at all. Tiyufta. And that is a kasha on the cases above. And it's Tiltzul Minatzad, and it's not a problem.
Maybe
these
he
things.
Doesn't want to be matzer. Maybe here he doesn't want to be matzer. It's only talking about being able to take it, not be matzer.
Fine, but the cases that we just let's just see Rashi. Oh, but what's the problem of the case of like the knife sticking it in and out? You have to stick it in and out because we're afraid the whole chashash over there is.
Oh, but
the case of these things we want. Rashi said in the Slikusa at the end of Rashi says you want to make the place rock at the end of the Rashi. Shahari hurkav makom moshva hukak mebiyod yom ve'enu mazi zafar. That's what we're worried about. We want to make a nice wide space. Since you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. Over here it seems that, no, you're worried about you moving the afra. Let's see Rashi. Rashi will answer it over here. Masi vev katina tiyufta. Lahanach vabana diame de'i lo datze shalfa asr. According to the sheet is that if you didn't do datze v'shalfa, that would be asr. That's what Rashi. That's what this tiyufta is on. Hatomin lefit lishtame bekarka to guard it in the karka. Shakak tarko. That was the way to do it. Had the nekan mixad alav mukulin. Why do we have to say that part of the leaves of it have to be revealed? Mishum nitlin b'shabbos. We need that specifically for the Shabbos case. Nekat. That's where we have it. Falav mishum midiach mini, but not for the other cases. The other case, it could be totally buried in the ground and you won't be over because the klaim shviyus umaisa won't be chayv in them. If part of the leaves were not revealed, so you can't grab it, because then you actually have to move the muk, the dirt, with your hands. And that's not allowed. That's not called planting, that you'd be over because of climbing. The name of it, maybe you'd say, it became bottled to the ground. For you could kilopta mechila. Now it's like he's harvesting it right from the beginning. Historically, asal and nosif shema nit asif. And you'd think that you'd have to take mice on it. Nitin b'Shabbos. This is the case that we need. You could take it on Shabbos. She also be mixed that love. You grab part of the leaves hamigulim. For lo chayish ima alpha nizus me'elav. We're not worried about the dirt moving by itself. So we're specifically on the issue, not of returning it, of doing it in order that you made it such a wide space that that muksa would be moved through it. And therefore, Sulista also, we're not worried about it, and therefore you don't have to put it in and out and in and out in order to make it mutter on Shabbos, to take it out. To take it out. You're just going on putting it back in. So you have a question. What about putting it back in? We had Rashi over there saying that by putting it back in, we're also worried that you might move the space. So, okay, we'll leave it as a good har, and we'll have to look into it.
In Shabbos, you're allowed to put back flowers into water?
Oh, that's a different Shabbos. Because that could be that something is causing it to grow. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing there. What? No, this case of these plants, and it's not going to cause them to grow, it's just causing them to be guarded. On things that's guarding them, keeping them.
The one from the...
I don't remember all the tins of flowers, but there's all kinds of problems if they're gonna open up. They're not gonna open up. There's more problems with actual flowers than in this case over here. We're bringing down. It's just keeping it moist so it doesn't dry out. I think flowers are more of the tin and kittle.
The flowers from the first case.
Yeah, that case is not gonna cause it to grow. That's a specific case in the moist dirt. Flowers is a different case. I didn't look up the opinion of flowers. Mishnah, last Mishnah of the Perek. Yeah, we'll have to look into flowers. Lo kisal, if you did not wrap, if you didn't do hatmona, erev Shabbos meviyod yom, lo yechasenu mishitechashech. You cannot do hatmona on on Shabbos. Rashi says exactly why. We already learned this. I preach in the time of the Perek Beis. We already learned the time for this in Perek Beis. Why can't you do Hatmana on something that's not Mosif Hevel, Mishachashicha, when it becomes dark? We're afraid that you might heat up. Just to remind what the gezira is on Hatmana, if you all of a sudden you look at your food and you want it nice and hot on Shabbos and you're about to do Hatmana on it, on Shabbos, and something that's not going to increase heat, which should be mutter, and you see the pot and you see that it's cold already, and you're like, oh, I was just going to wrap it up so it'll be nice and warm on Shabbos. Oh, if it's cold, you might lose yourself for a second. Put it on a flame, heat it up in order to insulate it. Therefore, we don't allow any insulation at all on Shabbos, because we're afraid you might find it in a way that you might want to come to insulate it. So here's the makor for it. If you didn't do it Erev Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos. Kisau, what happens if you wrapped it Erev Shabbos? Vinit kala, and whatever, it fell off. It wasn't tight enough, or whatever case is. It became, the pot became revealed. It was the insulating material fell off. Mutalikasosom, you're allowed to return it. You're allowed to redo Hatmana. This is not a problem of doing Hatmana on Shabbos. You're allowed to fill up a little vase, a little bottle, I guess, of cold water, but no tin letachera kar or tachera keset. And you're allowed to put it underneath a pillow or a quilt or something on Shabbos. This is hatmana on a dover tzonin, on a cold object, hatmana on cold, which is basically what the Gemara is going to go into. Before we get into the Gemara, Rashi, v'notin letoch hakar, amamali akita shel tzonin, we don't want it hot outside, and we don't want our water to get warm. So we're insulating the coolness of the water. We don't want it warm. Something that's not going to cause it to get hot, it's going to insulate it. That's allowed on Shabbos. Right before we get into the cold, insulating cold, just in the Mishnah says, Kisal v'nitgala. If it was covered, you did hatmana, and it happened to get uninsulated, then you're allowed to re-insulate it. What happens if you did it via dying? Right? You uncovered it, and now you want to cover it back up. That's this Tosfot over here. It's a very important Tosfot. Kisav and itkala mutuli liksoso. Niva lirida hu adin de mutuli gloso be a dying loxa liksoso. You're allowed to unravel it and re-ravel it with your hands. Okay? You're allowed to do hatmana. Rehatmana on Shabbos. Okay? As long as you did hatmana, you covered up. If you have to take it out, you can put it back in. Of course, we're dealing with things that are not moksa. Clearly, not like the Rambam. Okay? The Rambam held there was an isser of hatmana, of redoing hatmana on Shabbos. It couldn't be actually over here that the Rambam might agree with. It doesn't look like you're doing hatmana on the Tathil if you're actually doing the mice over here. But this is important to know. Just like Shia and Chazorah, you're allowed to, as long as you're not mevatel the original Shia, meaning you didn't put it down on the ground or you didn't do something that shows that it seems to be a mixei kibishel. Also over here with your hatmana, if you wrapped something up, you could take it off. Important case over here, and I don't have all the parameters of the halacha, but it's brought down, is covering your pot on Shabbos. Okay? If you have your pot that's open and you're putting a cover on it, it could be that it's kind of like a hatmana over here. You're covering something up. Certainly, if it's on the blech, if you put your food on the blech, Erev Shabbos, and it's uncovered, and now you're going to, well, you're like, oh my gosh, now it's Shabbos, and you want to put the lid on the pot, oh, that's a problem over here. Because by putting it in, one, for certainly, you're going to be causing heat to increase in the pot. And if you forget about hatmana, it could be that you're actually over in Isser Din Bishul over here. Because when you have a lid on the pot, the heat in the pot, it goes up and it comes back down and it causes it to be even hotter, which can cause it to cook faster. And therefore, you'll be over a Din Bishul. So if something's not fully cooked and it was not covered, and you want to cover it on Shabbos by putting the lid on it, it's very cold, if not vada, it's going to be an insufficient on doing it over here. If you had it covered, and you have it off the block, whatever, it's fully cooked and all these things, and you're putting it back on, that's not a problem. To recover pots, but to cover a pot that was not covered, Erev Shabbos on Shabbos, is a problem.
If we see here, wasn't the whole question before in the Gemara about the Gizei Semesh?
Those were Moksa. Those were Moksa. Okay. The whole question with Gizei, the whole section of Moksa. So over here, you're allowed to do Hatmana. You're allowed to redo the Hatmana. Even if you did it be a dime, it doesn't happen to be that it just fell off and you could do it. You could take it off and put it back in. That's not a problem. Gemara. The Gemara is specifically now on doing Hatmana on something that's cold. Meaning we know that it's also to do Hatmana on something that's not Mosif Hevel on Shabbos. And you're allowed to do Hatmana on something that's Mosif Hevel Erev Shabbos. That's on food that's already warm. Over here we're dealing with cold. Now you're not having this Kizera of Shema Yartia. You're not going to come and heat it up. Because you don't want to heat it up. You want it to remain cold. So it's not a problem. You're allowed to do Hatmana, insulate the cold. Great, that's what the Mishnah just said. What is he saying more than the Mishnah? If we take a look at the words in the Mishnah, you fill up your kitor, you're allowed to take this and put it underneath your pillow or your quilt. So what is Shmuel adding over here? Yosef, what is he coming to teach us? Tanina, we just learned in the Mishnah. So what is he adding over here? He's telling us a lot over here. If we only had our mission over here, Havamina, I would have thought, Hani Mili, something that is not its normal thing to do Atman on, water. People don't normally do Atman on water over here. But food, that's normally you do Hatmana on, cold food, you want to keep it cool over here, Kamash Malan, Shmuel comes to tell us everything. We wouldn't know everything from our mission. You might think just water, because it's not the normal thing, there's no reason to be gozer. But food, which you normally is warm and you want to keep it warmer, you know, keep it warm on Shabbos, you make a gizer on that, Kamash Malan, it's not a problem. Vashi, because of the sun or the heat, in order that it shouldn't get heated up. We're not going to make a gizera onto other things. Perhaps you will heat it up over here. And if we only had a mission, what are we talking about? If we only had a mission and we think it's just cold water, we don't normally do hatmana, that's not something that we do hatmana with. We're not going to do make a gizera on. About double should darko lahat mean lechamim kikon tashil, something that's like food. Maybe you cannot do hatman on it when it's cold. So kamash milan, and that's put down. Anything that's cold, you can do hatman on over here. That's not a problem over here. The problem comes up in halacha. If you want to do Hatmana on something, because it's very cold, and you want to take off the chill on it. Okay, now that's a different case. You want to do Hatmana, you have something, the water's too cold, or something, the food is too cold, so you want to do Hatmana on Shabbos, not to keep the cold, but to temper off the chill on it. That's a machloket now. That's a machloket mission of Ruah, and Chazon Ish over here, the mission of Ruah says that we're not on all things that's cold, it's allowed over here. The Chazon Ish is machmir over here, that to take off the chill, you're actually using it because you want it to be heated up or something, that what goes all over the place, everything, we don't allow you to do things to heat up. Mishnah Brewer says clearly in the Ber Halacha and the Shari Tzion on the bottom, that it's something mutar. If you want to just knock off the chill on it, you're allowed to do Hatmana. Chazon Ish is machmir. Omer Rav Huna, Asli Atmin Etzonim. You're not allowed to, Omer Rebbe. Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rebbe. Rabbeinu HaKodesh says, Asr li'atmi le'tzonin. It is asr to do Hatmana on tzonin. It's probably talking about food, because we already had the mission of Rabbeinu HaKodesh says you could do the water. So this din of Shmuel, we have a Rabbeinu HaKodesh that doesn't hold like it. All that. Tanya, we have another price, Rebbe Hatir. He allowed it, li'atmi le'tzonin, that you're allowed to do cold, obviously talking about food over here. We have a steer in what Rebbe said over here on all other things. Can you do Hatmana on cold objects or not? Lo kasha. It's not a kasha, these two prices. Hai mik meyed l'ashmir m'rebi yishmo b'rebi yosi ha'lefata d'ashmir. We're going to see that Rabbeinu Kodesh held one thing, and then we're going to hear something in the name of Rabbi Yishmo b'rebi yosi, and Rabbi was chozer. So one was before he heard what Rabbi Yishmo said in the name of his father, Rabbi Yosi, and the other one is after he heard. So before he heard it, he was machmir. After he heard what was said in the name of Rabbi Yosi, he changed his mind. What's the case? Kihad Yatif Rebbe. Rebbe was sitting. V'yomer, he says, Asli Atmin Etzonin. He came out with the psak. You're not allowed to do hatmana on cold food. Amr Lefan of Rebbe Yishmoel, but Rebbe Yosi. Rebbe Yishmoel was sitting in front of him. He was the student over here. He said, Abba, my father, Rebbe Yosi, was a tremendous chacham. Rebbe Yosi HaGalili. Tremendous chacham, even bigger than Rebbe, Rashi says. Hatili Atmin Etzonin. He says, you're asking it. My father said it was mutter over here. Amen. So Rabbeinu HaKodesh says, oh, Kivar HaRazakim. The elder man already said this. I retract my psak over here. Amen. The Papa. Bo Ra Kamei Chavim Zetzel. Look how much they honored each other. She'ilu Rebbe Yossi Kayim. If Rebbe Yossi was here right now, Hayakofa V'yoshid L'tnei Rebbe. He would sit and bow down and take the authority of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Why? Tahar Rebbe Yishmoel b'Rebbe Yosi Mali Makom Avotav Have. He was Rebbe Yishmoel, the son of Rebbe Yosi, was in the place of his father, and he was Kofei V'Yoshev L'tnei Rebbe, and he was sitting next to Rebbe. So too also his father would have done it because Rebbe was the Nasi. And yet, the Kamar Kavar Horat Zaken, the Zaken already then. Yet Rebbe was Kofei to his psak over here. Rashi. Hati lahatmin etzonin, mipnei achom, zakin, that's Rebbe Yosi, memali makom avotav, godol ke'aviv, he's as great as his father. Hayakof of Yosef nifnei Rebbe, but they were sitting in front of Rebbe, mipnei kovon anasius, because he was the Nasi. V'lo hayam mora lefonav, he wouldn't have paskin in front of him, alfa pisha godol elemenu, even though he's greater than them, they wouldn't do it. And yet Rebbeinu HaKodesh says, kevar ha'zakin, godol v'nasu alav, he made him greater than himself. So you see how much they honored each other, that they, when it came to Pesach, on one side, Rabbi Yossi would have deferred to Rabbeinu HaKodesh, but now that Rabbeinu HaKodesh heard that Rabbi Yossi said like that, he deferred to him. Omer Rav Nachman, and this is the final Pesach of the sugi over here, Omer Rav Nachman l'doro avde, he said to his slave, Doro, Atmin li tzone, first, on Shabbos, do hatmana for me on something cold. He explicitly told his servant to do it, and during the weekdays he once said to him, "Atili maya di achin kapela arma, bring to me water that was heated up by a kapela arma, by a goyish baker, meaning bring me goyish heated water over here." Shema Rebbe Ami heard that this was what Rev Nachman did. He was upset with him that he gave such instructions like this. That this is how he's holding the halakha was. I'm Rev Yosef, my time Igbid. Why was he so upset? He did like his Rebbeim did. Chada, one case he passed him like Vav. The Chada Kishmul, another case he passed him like Shmuel. Kishmul, how did he pass him like Shmuel? The Yom Rebbe Yehud Amir Shmuel, Motali Atmin Etzoni. He just passed him like Shmuel, his Vav over here. Shmuel already passed him that you could do Hatmana on cold things. So he told his servant, do Hatmana on the cold thing. Kivav, and he holds like Vav. Yomer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Omer Rav, is we have a din in the name of Rav. Kol Shu Naichel Kimoshu Chai Ein Bo Mishum Bishul Nachrim. Anything that you can eat in its raw state, if a goy cooked it, is not called Bishul Akum. Meaning we don't eat food that's cooked by goyim. It's called Bishul Akum over here. But if something, if you can eat it in its raw state, and now the goy cooked it over here, that's not called Bishul Akum. For example, apples. Apples you can eat in this water state. So a cooked apple is not a din of bishul akum. So to water, you can drink water in this water state. You can eat it from, there's no bishul akum. Carrots, whatever you could think of that you can eat in its water state, it's not bishul akum. A piece of meat, obviously, that would be bishul akum and you can't do it. So he's just passing it like Rav over here. That anything that you can eat raw, there's no din of bishul akum. So he told him to go to the goyish baker over here and bring me some hot water from him. He had a stove over there and heated water. Shouldn't be any problem. So what was Rev Ami all upset about? Husava vehusava adam chashuv shani. An important person should be different. Rashi, atmin litzoni b'shabbes. That was a din on Shabbos. V'yatzli mayi tiachin kapela tiachin that they heated up kapela amishi. She'achim nachtum nachvi u'bechol. This is talking about a weekday. V'yesh miinan te'ein bo mishum bishul nachvim. It's not a problem of bishul nachvim. Kuvusei, that's Rebosav, his teachers. So Rav Ami says, Adam Choshev Shani. Someone who is important that people look up to is different. He should be more machmir. She'roto, people see him, she'hu mekel, that he's taking a mekel shita. Omeru mekel yoter. Rav Ami says, when people see you being mekel, they're going to come and they're going to even be more mekel. Because after all, if he's been mekel in these dinim, how can we mekel in other dinim? And therefore, he says, an Adam Chashuv should not be mekel on things. They should take the machmir shita over here. The Magen Avraham, when he brings down this din over here, of heating up water, he comes out and explicitly says that the halakha is not like Rav Ami over here. The Adam Chashuv, that an Adam Chashev, it's also permitted over here. We're not worried that an Adam Chashev, he takes a Mekel Shita, that other people are going to become more Mekel. They take this specific thing, and also you look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah just says, Adam Chashev is mutter to do it. So the Maxi the Shekel comes and explains over here, how do you see in the Gemara that we're not passing like Rav Ami? Very nice diak over here. It says, V'hu Savar, meaning he alone held that an Adam Chashuv Sha'ani. Only he held, but he was sober, but the halakha is not like him. That's how the Maxi the Shekel comes out. And therefore, an Adam Chashuv, if it's a din and we paskin like it, even though it's a makel din, there's no problem at all of him paskin like it.